The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Zayin. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Ruach Hashem Tenichanu Began Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema Miki Ben Jamie. En Larefana Lo Refuah Tanefesh Refuah Taguf Refuah Tor Kerbal Abo Techen Yerasum Vanamad Amen. We are on Chav Zayin Amud Nishon. We're 8 lines down. 12 lines down. Amar of Chazda. My ta'amad Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that says that if a kuti does a brit milah, Rabbi Yehuda shita is a kuti's brit milah, if he's the mohel, it is pasul. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Dichtiv, lahashem himol. So the pasuk says, Lahashem Imol. Let's get this whole pasuk. The whole pasuk will read. Give me the pasuk here so we can say it. V'chi yagud etecha ger. V'asa pesach Lahashem. What's it mean, korban pesach? Himol lo kol zachar. So he has to bring circumcise all his males. So he makes a drasha. V'asa pesach Lahashem. Himol. So the Hashem Himol. What's the connection? The Hashem to God circumcised. So the Hashem. The Asa Pesach Hashem Himol. The Darish be Mila Lishma. The Mila has to be Lishem Mila. Hilkach Kuti Pasul. The Mal Shelo Lishma. A Kuti is not Mal for the sake of the Mitzvah. He's Mal for Ta'avodah Zara, whatever Kavanah he has, but it's not for the Mitzvah. Abal Ovet Kochavim. Lo mahil ila adatid Yisrael shomer lo mehul. Vayinu lishma. The goy has not many tricks. You tell him, do me a favor, mal the kid. He mal the kid, whatever the Jew tells him to do. But the kuti, he has his own agenda. So therefore the pasuk says, lahashem, la'asa pesach lahashem himol. So from the juxtaposition of the word lahashem to himol, we learn that milah has to be lishma. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Himol Yimol, which means we have a ribui. The pasuk says Himol Yimol. So from the double language, we learn that it's kasher even shelo lishma. As long as you cut the mila, you cut the orla, it's okay. The Himol Yimol teaches me mikol makom, even a kuti. So Gemara says v'idach. What does Rabbi Yosef do? Hakitiv. Lahashem Himol. Why? It says Lahashem has to be Mila Lishma. Ahu be Pesach Ketiv. That, you read it like this, Va'asa Pesach Lahashem. The Pesach has to be Lishma. Not the Mila. Va'asa Pesach Lahashem, Kama, Himol. Ve'idach Nameh HaKetiv Himol Yimol. Ah, what does the Biyuda do? The Biyuda, it says Himol Yimol, which is Mashma, anybody can give the Brit Mila. The Torah speaks in the vernacular of man. That's the way you're speaking, Himol Yimol. But not to come and tell me extra words. Itmar, we have a statement. Minayin lemila be'ovet kochavim shi pisula. How do we know that if Ovet kochavim circumcises, that the mila is pisula? So it says, Daru bar papa mesheme derab amar, because it says by Abraham. Ve'ata et biriti tishmor ve'zar'acha acharecha. You will keep my covenant and your descendants that follow you. So the derash is ve'lo ovdei kochavim. Only your descendants are shayach to brit milah, but the goyim that are not your descendants are not shayach to the milah. Rabbi Yochanan, he says no. Himol yimol. Now what did you learn from himol yimol? As if to say hamal yimol. The one that's obligated to be circumcised, he could be a mohel. But if you're not obligated to circumcise yourself, you cannot be the mohel. Habal yimol. So since the Ovet Kochavim is not chayav in milah, so therefore he's not subject to circumcision. Rashi says, let's read both Rashi's. Ve'ata et biriti tishmor ve'zar'acha acharecha. Ve'lo Ovet Kochavim. Himol yimol kari behamal yimol mishu mahul yimol achirim. So Gemara asks, "May benayhu? What would be the nafkamina between these two Pesukim. So Gemara says, Aravi Mahul Vegevnuni Mahul Ikabinayu. Arabs mohel themselves, mal themselves, because they're from Bnei Yishmael. Gevnuni, that's from the children of Keturah. That was Abraham's wife also. Bnei Keturah also mal themselves. So therefore, the difference is going to be like this. Man de amar him mol yimol ika. O man de amar et b'riti tishmor deka. It depends what reason you give. If you give the reason of the one that circumcises is hayav, is obligated to, is okay to give a circumcision, so that means an Arab would be okay according to that. Because the Arabs circumcise themselves, he's hamal, so that he can be yimol. Or b'nei keturah, the gavnunim they're called. They circumcise themselves, so according to that reason they can circumcise others. But according to the opinion that says b'niti tishmor, that's only talking about that God gave the circumcision to his descendants, and his descendants are the Jewish descendants, so I don't care for Arabs mauling himself, I don't care for Gavnunis mauling himself. So nafka mina would be between those two types of people, can they give circumcision to others? So the Gemara says, no. Ulman de amar, himmol yimmol ika. According to the opinion that you're telling me that an Arab is going to be okay to do a brit milah for somebody, we have a Mishnah. Kunam she'ani nehene min ha'alelim. The guy says, I make a neder, I do not want to have any hana'ah from somebody that's arel. Arel is, I don't want to have any hana'ah from uncircumcised people. Mutar ba'alele Yisrael. He's allowed to benefit from a Jew that's arel. The Jewish people are not called arelim. Even if they're uncircumcised, they're not called arel. The asur bimule of dekochavim. But he's asur tavana even on the circumcised ones of the goyim. Because even if a goy is circumcised, he's called an arel. And therefore, alma, afagav de mehile, even though they have milah, keman de lo mehile damu. It's like they don't have a circumcision. So therefore, I don't care if the Arab has a circumcision. He's not considered hamal. Haraya, because by nidarim, when you make a nidar against an arel, the Arab is forbidden for you to have an afram, even though he has a circumcision. At least he went to halakha, doesn't recognize his circumcision as anything. Therefore, it's considered an arel. So there's no nafkamina. According to this, even the Arab would not be able to give a circumcision to a Jew. So then what's the nafkamina between the two pesukim? What's the difference if you learn from Himol Yimol or Vibiriti Tishmol? So Gemara says, Ela Ika Benayu. Yisrael Shemetu Echav Mahmat Mila Velo Maluhu. But now, let's say you have a case where they gave a Mila to two brothers and they both died as a result of the Brit Mila. So the Halakha says the third brother they don't give a Mila to because they're scared that he might die as well. So the question is like this. Can that third brother give a circumcision to somebody else? Leman de amar batat b'niti tishmor ika. According to the opinion that says that Milah was given to the descendants of Abraham, he's still from the descendants of Abraham, he's still Jewish, so he can give a circumcision to others. However, leman de amar himol yimol leka. But according to the opinion that says only the one that's circumcised can give it to others, so then he won't be able to. So that'll be enough coming up. So the Gemara says no. Ulman de amad himol yimol leka. According to the opinion that saying that only somebody that's circumcised can give it the brit milah. Therefore, this guy cannot. It's not true. Behatenan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Kunam she'ani nehene mimulim. God makes a neder. I make a vow. I'm not going to benefit from people that are circumcised. Asur ba'arele Yisrael. He cannot benefit from the uncircumcised of Israel. Because even the uncircumcised of Israel is called Mahul. Umutar bimule of de kochavim. And he's permissible with the circumcised of the Goyim. That even though the Goy is circumcised, we treat him as a Arel. Alma, afagav de lo mehile. Even though the Jew is not Mahul, keman de mehile damu. It's considered he is Mahul. So therefore, even if this third brother is not Mahul, he still should be kasher to give a Brit Milah. Because a Jew is always considered, he's in the parasha of Milah. He's considered Mahul. So therefore we're back to the question, what then is the nafka Milah between the two Pesukim? You tell me a goy cannot circumcise. He says in Brit Tishmor. He says in Mod Yemod. What's the nafka Milah? Nafka Milah will be a lady. Can a lady give a circumcision? Leman damar batat piriti tishmor leka. According to the opinion that says, and you will keep my covenant, So a lady would not be kashir. The isha lav bat milahi, because a lady is not in the parasha of brit. She's not in the subject of brit. So therefore, it doesn't apply to her. Ulman damar himol yimol ika. But according to the opinion that says the one that's mal can give a milah to others, the isha keman demihila damya. A lady, it's like she's circumcised. Why? Because since she's part of Klal Yisrael, and therefore the Jewish people are called Nimodim, she's part. If you say it's inyan of the Brit, she's not Shechter the Brit. But if you say it's inyan of who's considered Nimol, a lady's considered Nimol. So that can a lady give a circumcision or not? Gemara says, what are you talking? Umi ika leman de amar isha lo? You're going to tell me that a lady caught to one opinion can't give a circumcision? We have a beferush case in the Torah. Sipora, the wife of Moshe, took the rock and she circumcised her son. So what do you see clearly? That a woman is kasher to do brit milah. The Gemara says, Kari be vatakah, which means she took a shaliach. Vatikah means she did it herself. Vatakah means she did it ayideh shaliach. She gave instructions for others to do the midah. Ve'aketi v'techrot. But the pasuk says she herself cut it. V'techrot. Gemara says kari be v'techrat. She had it cut by others. De'amra le'inish acharina ve'avad. She told somebody else to do it. Ve'iba etema. Oh, we can give another answer. Atya ihi ve'atchala. She started the Brit Milah. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do it because he was being attacked. The snake came to eat Moshe Rabbeinu because he didn't circumcise his son. So Moshe was in Sekana. So she started the circumcision. After she started the circumcision, Moshe Rabbeinu was saved. And therefore he came along and made the final cut. So it was really Moshe Rabbeinu did the actual Brit Milah. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכול נהיה בדברו. Look at the bottom Tosfot. Isha lav bat milahi. Yesh lefsok kerav. Ve'en isha keshera lamul. Therefore, a lady is not keshera to do brit milah. Ve'afagav derav v'Rabbi Yohanan halacha k'Rabbi Yohanan. Even though normally halacha should follow Rabbi Yohanan, and according to Rabbi Yohanan, isha is keshera. Ve'ah halacha kerav. The brighter the Biyuda Nasi Kaima Kibate. Okay, because we have a bright that goes like a Biyuda Nasi. Avam Bahag Pasak, the Isha Kishera Lamud. The Bahag came out, the lady's kosher to do Brit Milah. Well, Rav Demar Ena Kishera Lamud Sarik, the Faris Perek Kamat Kedushin, the Masik Oto Velo Otan, the Medrash Ena Hayevet Lamud Bina, have the Bekesh the Mahano. In Gemara Kedushin, we have a Milah, it says, Kashir Siba Oto. So we learn from that, Oto Velo Ota. So that means a lady is not Hayav in Milah to do the circumcision. But we're going to this, we have Shitot that clearly say that she is. So we have to say that they learned that the Rasha differently. That she's Hayav herself to do it. But she's not Hayav to go, if she can't do it, she's not Hayav to go find somebody else to do it. The man has to go get it done by others. She doesn't have to go search others to do it. Who's the halakha like L'ma'aseba? So we have Mahlokar and Tosafot. Mahlokar Ishonim is a lady Kesherah to do a Brit Milah or not. So let's go check the halakha. What daf is this? This is daf Chav Zayin. So Chav Zayin in the halakha says like this. I'm quoting you now. 59. Shulchan Aruch Yoreh De'a Siman Resh Samigdal Halakha Aleph. Isha keshera lamul. Ve'yesh omrim de'isha lo tamul. So it's a stand ve'yesh. Ve'chen nohagim lehadir achar ha'ish. The custom is to go after the men. But it sounds like from Maran, stand ve'yesh, halakha kestam. That if you needed a lady, she's the only one to do it. L'chaura, it sounds like we can rely on it. Actually, I'm sorry. Maran, it's isha keshera lamul. That's Maran. The Rama writes Ve'yesh Omrim De Isha Lo Tamud. So Maran is just Stam. This is Maran. Isha Keshera Lamud. The 60 is Rama.
Okay.
ויש אומרים דאישה לא תמות. זאת אומרת, מרן, כשנה. אוקיי? לא כתוב לעוד ההלכה. It's 57. Is that מרן as well? יש, שולחן ערוך. ערל ישראל שמתו אחד מחמת מילה. His brothers died, and therefore he wasn't circumcised. קשה למות. Good. He can make a mila for others because he's considered mahul. Okay, that's good. Okay, let's go further. Let's go to the next mishnah. Oh, this is a question of healing goyim. Are you allowed to heal them? Are you allowed to go to goy doctors? Okay, let's start the mishnah. Mitrapeim mehem. So you're allowed to go to a goy doctor. Ripui mamon, aval lo ripui nefashot. We have to see what that means. Ripui mamon, something has to do with money, but not to do with life. We'll see what that means. The Gemara is going to explain. ואין מסתפרים מהם בכל מקום. Can't take a haircut from a goy, even in the public domain, because you're worried that he's going to slit the throat of the Jew. He has a knife in his hand. He has a blade in his hand. דבר רבי מאיר, והחכמים אומרים ברשות הרבים מותר. Rishut HaRabim is in public. He's scared to kill somebody in public. אבל לא בינו לבינו. But in private, no haircuts from goyim. Okay, so it comes to Gemara and starts. Mai ripui mamon umai ripui nefashot. What does that mean? Ile ma ripui mamon beschar, meaning if you're paying the doctor, v'ripui nefashot bechinam, which means they're letting us go to a goy doctor if we pay them. Because why? Because if you're going to pay them, he's not going to kill you. Because he wants to get paid. But if he does it for free, he don't care to kill the patient. He's not getting paid anyway. So litni mitrapeim mehen b'schar aval lo b'chinam. So the Mishnah should have said it b'ferush. What are you telling me? B'mamon and nefashot. Tell me b'ferush. Mitrapeim mehen b'schar for payment, and you can't go to them for free. Why did the Mishnah use the different language? Ripui mamon, ripui nefashot. Right? Now, by the way, why would nefashot mean chinam? So that she says, "Kilman me'atzmo minafsho ose." Alright, minafsho, he's doing it on his own. Minafsho, on his own will. So the Gemara says, "Ela ripui mamon davar she'em bo sakana, v'ripui nefashot davar she'yes bo sakana." You can go to the goy doctor on a makah, on a wound that you have that's not the life threatening. It's called Ripui Mamon. Why? Because the worst that the goy can do to the guy is only bring him more pain.
Right.
That'll cost him more money to buy more medicine, to give him more refua. But it's not gonna cost him his life. So Ripui Mamon, the damage that he can do is only make the non-life-threatening wound worse, that it's gonna cost the Jew more money to fix it. Ripui nefashot, davar sheyesh bo sakana. They can kill him. When it comes to life threatening, it's easy for the goy to kill him. Now she says, Ripui mamon, makah she'en bo sakana. Sheyachol ha'oved kochim lekalkelo shetechav lo yoter. Miyotzi mamon lerapot. Right, the goy himself will make it worse and not take more money from him.
Right.
Oh, listen, now we gotta do this, we gotta get that, you need a band-aid, you need more medicine. He did it to him. Okay, it's going to cost you money. It's not going to cost you life. If that's what it is, fine. But something where it can cost you life, you can't go. Ve'amar Rav Yehuda afilu rivda de kosilta lo metasinan minayu. Even bloodletting, which is in the olden days was a very simple procedure, you shouldn't go to the goyim. So therefore, you see there's no difference between life-threatening and not life-threatening. So, ela ripui mamon, wow, behemto. Ripui nefashot gufe. Ripui mamon means the Jewish money, your assets. You can take your animals to the goy veterinarian. your money you can take to them, meaning your assets, but not yourself. So mammon is mutar. You can take your cow to the veterinarian, your dog to the veterinarian, goy, but you can't take yourself to the doctor. Now we understand what Yehuda said. Even bloodletting, which is a minor procedure, lo mitasina, and it's forbidden to go to get healed. Minayhu. Okay, that's a big chiddush. Amar of Chazda, Amar of Mor Ukba, Aval im Amar lo. Let's say the goy tells the Jew, Sam ploni yafe lo, Sam ploni ra lo mutar. He gives you advice on medicine. This medicine is good. This medicine is not good. You could listen to him. Why? Savar. The goy is thinking like this. Since the Jew didn't come to him for the fu'ah, so the fact that he's giving him this advice, but the Jew didn't ask for this advice, v'shayulim mash'ilo, which means he's asking him to test him to see if he's going to tell him the truth. Kihechi de mashil lo mashil inish aharina, which means he goes to the doctor. He goes to the goy doctor, but he's not his patient. Doc, what do you think? Which medicine is good over here? What do you think I should use? Oh, this one is good. This one's not. So the goy thinks like this. Just like he's asking me, he's going to go ask somebody else, and I don't want to get caught. So he's testing me. Right? You got a second opinion. He's going, what? Who told you to use that? That's poison. So he doesn't want to get caught for giving bad advice. So it says again, Kihechi de mashil lo mashil ini shaharina. Ve'ata hu gabra le'uru'ay nafsheh. The guy who gave the first advice can ruin his reputation. So therefore, when the guy comes to him to ask him advice, you can trust his advice because you can assume he's going somewhere else to get a second opinion. Amar Rava. Amar Rabbi Yochanan va'amila Amar Rav Chazda Amar Rabbi Yochanan. If let's say a Jewish guy was sick, safek hai, safek mit. Well, if he doesn't get the medical attention, safek hai, maybe he'll live, maybe he'll die. And there's no Jewish doctors around. Well, in mitrapi mehim. Still can't go to him. Because the goy for sure will kill him. If he stays home, he has 50% chance to live. If he goes to the goy doctor, it's guaranteed. So the odds better he stays home. The Gemara says, "Vaday mit." But if he's for sure going to die without medical attention, mitrapim mehim, because he can't hurt him worse than he is. He definitely is going to die at home. So worse than he dies there, dies there. On the 50% chance that he doesn't need medicine to live, stay home because you have a chance to live. For sure, going to the goy is going to kill him. But in the case where, for sure, if there's no medical attention, he's going to die, it's a push. So might as well go there. Okay, look at Ashi. Third line. Safek hai safek mit. Holy, sheim lo yira pe'enu rofe. If the doctor doesn't get to him, safek yihye, safek yamut, en mitrapeim mehim. The rofet kuchim vaday katil. Umutav shiyaniyah ulay yihye. Try to take the odds that he might live. Vaday mit trapin hechad yalina sheim lo yira pe'enu yamut. Well, you know, if you don't give him the attention, he's for sure going to die. Ve'en kan yisilin apetan, there's no Jewish doctors available. Mitrapeim mehim, the rofet kuchim may avidle. Haber avachi mayit, he's going to die anyway. Maybe the goy will be a good goy. Maybe give him a refuah. So therefore, you might as well take the chance. And if I die, you might as well take the chance. So the Gemara says like this: Met ha'ika hayesha'a. Wow, Gemara goes so far. She tells the guy's vaday gonna die. Guy's got 4 hours. If he's going to just lie in his bed like that, he's got 4 hours. So what do we say? Bring him to the goy.
Right, maybe.
What do you mean? But the goy will kill him immediately. Why don't you suspect the hayesha'a? At least if the guy stays home, he has 4 hours left of life. So you're taking away those 4 hours. Why shouldn't we suspect the hayesha'a? So the Gemara says, l'hayesha'a lo hayshinan. We don't suspect the hayesha'a. Meaning that he's going to live an extra day or two, that's not a concern.
What does it mean it's not a concern? Why is it not a concern?
I think it's a long-term life. The possibility is there another guy to misfortune? Did he bring the...
Because we don't suspect the Hayasha.
We take the risk
that it will give him life.
That will give him life, yeah. That's what the Pope is going to show.
Yeah. Which means, even though there's a chance that he'll live a day or two,
we take the chance
that the goy might heal him. But die, the guy's going to die, that's for sure. Just a matter of time. So in that case over there, where it's a matter of time, so we take the risk by the goy, and we don't worry about the day or two that he might live without it. We just go in the long term. Bottom line, this guy's on death row, and this guy, doctors, maybe can help him, so you take it. Now, where do you see a concept that you don't suspect Hayesha? So the Gemara says, Umina Timra, Dila Hayesha'a lo Hayshina. Where do you see that you're not worried about Hayesha'a? Maybe I would say, listen, the guy can go make it 1 or 2 days, and this guy might kill him. Give him the 1 or 2 days in the house. Gemara says, Dichtiv, this was in the time that there was 4 Mitzuraim, the Navi, sitting at the gate of the city, and there was a famine, and there was a siege around the city of Shomron. So they said like this: no matter what we do, we're stuck. Im amarnu nevoa ir v'ra'av ba'ir v'matnu sham. If we go into the city, we're going to die in the city because there's no food over there. If we're going to stay over here, we're going to die of starvation. Whatever we do, we're dead. We go to the city, we die of starvation. We stay here, we die of starvation. So therefore they said, let's go and attack Mahane Aram. We'll go attack, it's a miracle, 4 guys, they're going to go attack the army of Aram. Listen, if they give us life, good. If not, we were going to die anyway. Right? And they're putting themselves now, 4 guys going to fight Mahane Aram. But they said, listen, we stay here with it anyway.
Right.
What are you talking about? Va'ika hayesha. What do you mean? But if you stay here, you're not dying the second. You live a day or two. If you go against Aram, they kill you in a second. So what do you see over here? Ela lav lahayesha'a lo hayshinan. So you see from the fact that the Navi told us that story, you see that's the way you're supposed to make the decision. That you don't worry about hayesha'a. Bottom line, you're going to die. And at night, you can go now, risk yourself, and go tomorrow. We don't have to worry about, oh, but I took now a day earlier. I could have made it an extra day. So the Gemara says, Metive. Gemara says like this. Lo yisav yiten Adam im haminim. You shouldn't talk too much to the minim. That's the priest of the Abu Dazara. Don't talk to them. Ve'en metrapeim mehem afilu lehaye sha'a. Uh-huh. You don't go to them, even if a guy's definitely going to die. He's got 1 hour to live. Don't go there. You're going to tell the story. Umase bebin dama ben achoto shel Rabbi Yishmael, the nephew of Rabbi Yishmael, shekisho nahash. Guy got bitten by a deadly snake, poisonous snake. Uba Yaakov ish kfar sechanya. This guy was a mean. He was a priest of Abu Dazara. He came to give him medical attention. Rabbi Yishmael wouldn't let him come in. Let him heal me. And I'll bring you a pasuk with the Torah to prove that he's allowed. Speak the Gemara to Davar. He wasn't even able to finish the pasuk, and he died. Vamit. Kara alav Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael had a different reaction. He said, "Ashrecha ben dama, shegufcha tahor, v'yatzta nishmatcha betahara." Which means, because the last word that he said was mutar. I'll bring you a proof from the Torah that it's mutar. So he said, "Ashrecha ben dama." That you died, your goof is tahor, and you left the world, the tara, meaning with the word mutad, v'lo avarta adevre haverecha, and you did not go against your friend's words, she'ayu umrim uporetz geder yeshechenu nahash, that whoever goes against the hachamim, it says, the snake comes and bites him, and there's no refuah, which means, he died from this thing, not because he went against the rabbis, He got bit by a snake for whatever reason. So the rabbi is saying, it's good you died this way, because if you would have healed yourself, you would have got bitten by another snake. And another snake would have bitten you and killed you, because you went against the rabbis. And therefore, because you subjugated yourself, because this rabbi, Damab, he had a logic to say it's mutar. He wanted to bring a proof. But the rabbis didn't agree with him. And the rabbis held it asur. So the Bishmael tells him, you're lucky you died from this snake, because if you didn't die of this snake, you would have died from another snake. Okay? So what do you see from over here? That even for Hayesha'a, you don't take the doctors of the Goyim. So Yavana says, Shani minut de mashka de antel de mimshach batrayu. There's a difference between a Goy doctor and a Min. Min is the priest or the philosophers of the Goyim, because what? They're going to draw you into the ideology. Which means once they heal you, they're talking to you, they're going to give you all their stuff. So it's better to die Jewish in your brain without getting corrupted by this guy that's going to poison your brain with a regular Goy. Regular Goy, well, he's a doctor. He can't teach any philosophy. This guy over here was a known philosopher. Wow. Okay. So now we'll stop here in the Gemara. Let's just... look at the Tosafot. Lo yisav yitinim aminim. Small Tosafot. Don't talk to the minim. Perush la'arich mem bedvarim. Don't talk to these guys. Pen yamshichu, because they might draw you in. They're smarter than you think. They're smarter than you are. They have things that you think you're going to answer them. Before you know it, they got you. Don't talk to these guys. Shani minut demashcha lechaora mashma da'afidu merofe mumche. שמתרפאים מהם מכל מקום אל המינים אסור לתרפות שום חולי. Wow. Even if the guy is an expert doctor and he's all that, but if he's a mean and he has these type of philosophies, you can't use them. ואם תומטוס, well, that's a question. דאה לקמן בשמתין רבי אבו קיבל סמה מן יעקב מנאה. רבי אבו got healed from יעקב the mean. I thought you told me you can't go to the minim. Yes, tomar de af be minim lo asru ela berefu'a shemazkir b'ashem avodat kochavim. That's only where he uses the names of avodah zarah to do the healing. Ve'omer shavodat kochavim mo'ilet. Oh yes, we have a certain a voodoo that we say over the thing, and that type of darkness you can't go to. That's going to draw you, because if it works, you're going to say, oh wow, look at that, guy's got powers. ואסור, כי ירושלמי דאחה, מעשה ברבי אליעזר בן דמה, ברעתו של רבי ישמעאל, שכשון אז הוא יעקב איש, כפס קנה שמו לרפותו בשם רבו, ולא אמר רבי ישמעאל. וכן, אם אמר הרופא, אפילו אינו מין, if let's say the doctor is not a mean, but he says, קח ממים של עבודת קרים פלונית, oh, we have the holy waters, drink from these holy waters, that's no good. או מעצים שנפני עבודת קרים, these are wood that are in front of the idols. אסור, that's אסור. Like it says, but כל מטרפים חוץ מעשי השירה. Now, ואומר לי, דמיירי כגון שעומד לו שאותם מים או אותם עצים מועלים ולא לאחרים. כגון על ידי שד שמטעהו, כי לפעמים יש כוח ביד שדים לטעות כדי לטעם, which means, sometimes the water will work. Why? Because the שדים will give powers to these waters to work in order to trick the guy. So the guy says, oh, there's power. So therefore, that type of things you cannot use. You cannot use. Like it says, and he brings it out to that over there. Okay. Now let's see the halakha on these things over here. We have to start with the first thing. Can a person go to a goy doctor? A simple question. Okay, 61 is the Rambam. אסור לקח רפואה מן הגוי. Well, I can't take medicine from the goy. אלא אם כן יתייאשו ממנו שיחי. Unless he's going to die anyway. ואסור לתרפות מן המין. From the mean, that's the doctor that gives you these potions from the religion and all that. ואף על פי שנתייאשו ממנו. Even if he has no life anymore. Like this guy was bitten by the snake. מפני ששמה ימשכו אחריו. Because before he dies, he's going to draw you to the Avodah Zarah. ומותר לקח רפואה מן הגויים לבהמה. For the animals you can take. or the makash baguf mebachutz, or external wounds. Yeah, you need a balm or a bandage. V'maytav makash sakana asur nikach memenu. So what do we do? V'yesh omrim, who's 62 is the Rama. V'chol ze'enu asur, like a shomid kohim osim b'chinam, that this is only asur when the guy is doing it for free. Aval im osim b'schar, but if he's charging, everything's mutar, because he doesn't want to lose his money. V'chen nahagu la'akel. So that's the etir. The etir is that we're paying for it. That once you're paying for it, he wants to get paid. So he's not going to... Amazing thing. That's the etir to go to go.
No freebies.
Yeah, no freebies. You have to pay.
When he gives it to you for free, he's
going to...
Yeah. Once he's gonna
right? He has there's no reason not to kill the guy. So the Jew.
You can't go to a holistic doctor who's a goy.
A holistic, that's not to me, maybe. If he's using magic and things like that.
It's free to entice you.
No, right, but you also hear it with the doctors that believe that old people shouldn't, that like, you know, they want
to... Oh, for sure, today, yeah. Today, I'm sorry to say, not only the goy doctors. Yeah, doctors in general is sakana because of what you just said. Today, they have the philosophy in the hospitals, quality of life. That if the guy isn't on his bed and they say, no, pull the plug, don't feed him. And, you know, many times it happened where family members went home and they come back and the patient is dead. And they found out after, this guy pulled the plug and this one stopped feeding and this one did. This is what they did. And they advise. It's not going to make it anyway. So that's why you have to be very, very careful today. So you see the Gemara's concern. It's coming true in a different way today. Today it's because of monetary reasons. The cost of money to keep the people in the beds in the hospitals. $1,000 for the insurance companies. So they're being pressured to turn over next, in and out. It costs money. So you have to be careful for that as well. Okay, so that's that. So again, the custom, I guess, today is because of the judgment. Now, Mutar, who's talking over 65, is also the Rama. Mutar lishol l'rofe goy v'imala samptoni yafe lach v'kach ta'aseh. Right, you can ask advice from the goy, consultation. Because like we said, because he knows you're going to ask somebody else for a second opinion, he doesn't want to get abalo yikach memenu, but don't take the medicine from him.
When it's free, he's giving it to you free, so you can
free, then you got to worry. You know, exactly. So I guess same logic. You're going to pay for it. Okay, what about taking a haircut from a goy? But I said you can't take a haircut unless it's in the shoot rabim. Mm-hmm. So what about in the store? The store considered a shoot rabim? That's a private place, a store. Asul, who's 63, also in the Rama. Asul is taper mehem b'reshut yahid. Ah, in a private. Shema yahargenu. Now, how do you consider the salon? Is that considered reshut yahid? It's not reshut rabim. Other people, people can walk in at any time. V'im haya adam hashuv. But if the guy is adam hashuv, mutad, you can take a haircut even in private. Mishum shum mityared lehorgo. Because the guy is scared to kill the guy, because they're gonna get him, because he's hashuv. V'im dima legoshu adam hashuv kadesh shivat menu v'lo yargenu harezim mutar, which means you can walk in and make yourself like you're a hashuv guy, in order that the guy won't. Wow, v'yesh machmirim shelo listaper me'oved kochavim afit b'mkom rabim, even in rabim betar im lab shir e b'mareh, unless you use a mirror. The mirror is for two reasons. Number one, to see what the guy's doing. And the other reason why they say to use the mirror, when they're working to the barber, if they tell the guy, please, I want to see the mirror. Because the barber's going to say he must be using a mirror because he's a hashuv guy. And if he wants to make sure his hair, a regular guy who don't care, what does he care about a mirror? He's a bum. But when the guy says, I want to have a mirror, please. So then the barber says, oh, must be he's an important guy that his hair has to be a certain way, so he's going to be scared to kill him. So the mirror is to psych out the barber. V'nagu la'kel k'svara rishona. So we make kel k'svara rishona to take the haircuts, but again, all barbershops have mirrors, and today, like we said, the barbershops are open to the... But if you go into the barber and he locks the door, then you got to be worried about it.
We're closed, but I'll take it.
Right. But you know what we have to be concerned about? What we have to be concerned about is another issue. Today, the Baruch Hashem, we have Jewish barbers. There's no reason to go to a goy barber.
Right.
The Torah says that you have to go give the business to the Yehudim first. Because we're not going to give the business to the Yehudim. Who's going to give the business to the Yehudim? Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of establishments. Even the Alachasas, if it's a little bit more expensive, marginally, you should give the business to a Jew. If all Am Yisrael would go and support each other, the Peshtas says in Pirkei Avot, V'yiyu anim b'nei betecha. So the, I think the Rabbeinu Avraham Bar Tanura learns. What does it mean, V'yiyu anim b'nei betecha? Anim means Aniyei Yisrael. You should hire for your help around the house. Jewish plumber, Jewish electrician, a Jewish roofer, a Jewish handyman, whatever it may be. But you anim b'nei betecha. So keep the money in the circulating amongst Klai Yisrael. It'd be amazing. Imagine if everybody would use driver to take them to different places. Jewish. I mean, you're taking from one, he can go now buy it's all in the same item. So even though the Gemara is saying over here, you'd be allowed, let's say, in certain situations to go to a Goy barber. That's talking about where you have no choice. But if there's a Jewish barber available, certainly one should go.